Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday. Thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Oh, doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
Hour number three on the program. We're going to get back to more phone calls here shortly. We got Steve Fryer from the Orange County Register coming up at 2:35. I want to read this to you because I woke up to this morning from a gentleman by the name of Neil Staley. He goes, "Hi, John. The Kobe tragedy is monumental, and this tragedy also hit very close to home. John Altobelli, Alto, his wife and daughter also tragically passed. He coached my son the last 2 years at OCC, Orange Coast College, and made him a better person and is the reason he is now playing at the University of Texas. We're all just devastated, so heartbroken for his daughter and the son he left behind. It's good to see all the outpouring for Alto coming out now." So that came from Neil Staley. He sent me a Facebook message real early this morning or last night. So I wanted to share that with you because John Altobelli had a iconic career as a junior college community coach. He won over 700 games, won several state titles here in California, and I mentioned in 2019 was honored as the junior college coach of the year by the American Baseball Coaches Association. We're going to get back to phone calls here shortly. Our phone number at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll get back to your phone calls shortly, but I want to get some sound bites in. And Braden, you just tracked one down from the great entertainer Ice Cube. Let's hear what Ice Cube had to say.
You know, Kobe is the some of the glue that holds L.A. together.
And you're doing what I've been doing for the last 24 hours, is to keep talking in the present tense. Yeah. Because it doesn't seem real. When you first found out about this, you said someone texted you. And yeah. Then what did you next text on your phone? Who were you reaching out to?
Kobe. To, you know, see if he would hit me back. And when I didn't get it back, you know, you don't immediately start to worry because, you know, he's Kobe and he always get back, you right. know, sooner or later. So it was just, it's just true. You know, I just toss and turn all night thinking about Vanessa and his daughters, thinking about his mother and his father and his sisters, thinking about his, you know, Vanessa's parent, yeah. just everybody in his immediate life that loved him, you know, what they lost. You know, I know what we lost as fans. Me personally, I don't have too many heroes that's younger than me. And, you know, that was one of them. Yeah. So it's profound, but I think more about his family and that. You know, I hope the city wraps their arms around the family and embrace them as much as they embraced Kobe, because, you know, the family's going to need it.
That was Ice Cube this morning on The Jump on ESPN. He texted him and was hoping to get a text back and never got that text. Wow. Powerful stuff right there from Ice Cube, Braden.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking, and I heard the same story. You know, like that I'm sure, you know, Steve Fryer will talk to us about in terms of the Altobelli family, and it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Steve Fryer coming up at 2:35. Back to the phones we go. Imperial Beach, he is back. Pee-wee, welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for giving us a call back today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Coach.
No problem. Give me your great memory of a Kobe Bryant game.
Well, about a couple days ago, the Lakers played, and they lost. I think they won or they lost. I can't remember. But
they got beat Saturday night in Philadelphia, and that was the night that LeBron passed Kobe to move into third all-time on the NBA scoring list.
Oh, yeah, that was the game. I'm just really shocked, you know, to hear about it. Like, it's still hard, you know, for me, you know, Kay, to, like, you know, wrap my head around it.
You know what, Pee Wee? I would certainly think that you are not in the minority today. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around it, but I appreciate that phone call. I want to get to this Jerry West soundbite because, you know, I heard a million different people speak yesterday. After I found out, I was glued to the television for about 10 hours. I finally, at 10:15 last night, I said, I've had enough. It's going to be a tough day tomorrow, going to work, having to talk about this. I walked down the stairs this morning, and my wife goes, you know what's on, right? Oh, absolutely. I was watching CBS, and they had all the Kobe stuff. They were going out to the site of the crash and, you know, getting it from a variety of different angles. But last night, when I was working on the show and writing up stuff on the Aztec basketball game that we haven't even talked about. Good win at UNLV yesterday, and they go to 21-0, a new school record. They're still number four in the country in both the AP and coaches poll, just so you know. But I'm writing up stuff, and I got the TV on right in front of me because at my desk I had a TV there, so, you know, I'm not going to miss anything. If I'm watching a Laker game, I can work, or if I'm watching, you know, a baseball game, I can work and listen, you know, not necessarily watch, but listen. And all of a sudden, I'm watching this special with Michael Strahan, Robin Roberts, and Tom Rinaldi. It was a one-hour special last night, and they had Jerry West on from his home. And I go, man, I gotta sit back. I gotta watch this because Jerry West is the guy that had the vision for Kobe Bryant when you know, he made the deal on draft night in 96 with Charlotte to get him. And, you know, there are all kinds of stories regarding that, you know, Jerry West had told Charlotte, hey, you got to draft this guy, and then once you draft him, we're going to make the trade for him. And Vlade Divac, who threatened actually to retire when he knew he was getting traded, and then decided, no, I'm going to continue to play, he went in that deal to Charlotte. But they had Jerry West on last night. This was really powerful stuff. Here's Jerry West on last night on an ESPN ABC special with Robin Roberts, Michael Strahan, and Tom Rinaldi.
And we're joined now by another legendary player, legendary Laker as well, Hall of Famer, All-Star, as a player who went on to coach the Lakers as well. Let me start with Jerry West, with I'm so sorry for your loss to you and also the Laker family. And you were very instrumental in Kobe's early career. What was your reaction when you first heard the news?
Well, you know, first of all, I hope it isn't true, because a lot of times you see the reports and they identified a plane and then, I mean, a helicopter that went down, and obviously someone said it was Kobe's helicopter that he had flown frequently throughout the years, even when he was a player, flying from his home to the games and to practice. And after that, it really was a retreat into the background, my association with him, helping him arrive here in Los Angeles, watching him grow as a player, and being like a surrogate father for him. When he was 17 years old, couldn't drive, my son Ryan used to drive him to the practices. He'd never been in the 405 freeway, never had that horrible experience. And then to start thinking about some of the intimate things that I had done with him to help him through the hurdles of a 17-year-old kid trying to become an NBA player, and take that enormous amount of talent he had and to put it within a framework that would help the Lakers be successful for so many years. 20 years career, one of the worst days of my life. The only thing I can compare it to is I had a brother killed in Korea, and I'm just devastated by this news. and to watch him transform his life and career from this iconic player to have an enormous career in the media business, and to see him with his young kids, his young daughters, the joy that was in their eyes looking at their father, who obviously they loved, to the attention he paid to them, to his getting involved in promoting women's basketball. This was a man for all seasons. He was more than an iconic basketball player. He was someone who inspired millions of fans, not here in this state, not here in the United States, all over the world.
All around the world.
He arguably was the most pop, all around the world, particularly starting in Asia. He was beloved. You know, you see certain figures, Magic Johnson with his personality, and Kobe's was completely different. Irvin, that big smile, inviting attitude, and him walking around the street, people coming up to him. This guy was like a Pied Piper. People would follow him everywhere just to look at him, to touch him, for him to say hello. For me, this is a god-awful day.
It's so apparent that it is. It's written all over your face in the eloquent way that you spoke about Kobe, and he definitely so multifaceted. You were the general manager at the time in 1996. He's a 17-year-old kid in Philadelphia. You orchestrated the deal with Charlotte to bring him to Los Angeles. Can you just, what was it about him, a 17-year-old kid from Philly? What was it about him that you knew he was special?
Well, I think you can see special talent in people, okay? A lot of people have special talent, but they waste it or they never use it. And I think, Michael, in football today, we see some players that you just shake your head, my gosh, what an opportunity you've had, and you're ruining it. We didn't ruin his opportunity. He was never going to give up. And to watch the growth spurt with him, to watch the trials and tribulations, because in practice, he would dribble through five guys and make a dunk, okay? You can't win that way. And it took him a while to understand that there was a process for him to get involved and play on a team, and a team that could win. He became the leader of the pack. Watching him and Shaquille O'Neal was watching Superman and Spider-Man. Kobe Bryant was Spider-Man. He could go through holes, do things that no one else could do. And he, I think because he started so young, that he resonated with so many people, the young kids who have hopes and dreams like he did. Watching him go to a summer league game, okay? The place was jam-packed, and my son relayed a story to me just today about, and I obviously was there, I think he scored 29 points as a 17-year-old kid. And after the game, he remarked to my son, boy, that was really easy. And you start to think to yourself, 17 years of age, you can't even sign a contract yet? But he was just, the more you're around him, people saw this serious side. He was fun. You know, he could laugh at himself. But as I say, he brought joy to so many young kids that had the same admiration and same desire to do something unique.
Jerry,
he talked about it.
Jerry, the emotion is plain on your face and in your voice, and we know it's a very, very difficult day for you and for all those in the Laker family and across the world who have a passion for basketball. We thank you so much, Jerry, for sharing thank some you. Of your memories on such a difficult evening with you. We appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
That is pretty powerful stuff, and I watched that actually live last night with Robin Roberts, Michael Strand, Tom Rinaldi on ESPN, their one-hour special from 7 to 8, and Boy, yeah, you could just hear Jerry West, and you know, I watched it and saw him. I mean, his eyes were red. Even the lids of his eyes were red last night. I mean, he's the guy that brought Kobe Bryant to Los Angeles. And like he said in the interview there, Braden, he's like the surrogate father to Kobe Bryant. So we got a lot to get to. We got Steve Fryer coming up at 2:35. You want to give me your best memory of Kobe Bryant, your thoughts on Kobe Bryant? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we're going to hear a little soundbite from Doc Rivers as well as Dwayne Wade, and we'll get to your phone calls. Coach John Cantara, we're heading to 3 o'clock in Gwynn and Chris right here on San Diego's number one sports station. Thanks for tuning in to 97.3 The Fan. And welcome back. Coach John Cantara with you till 3 o'clock. We'll get back to semi-normal tomorrow. We'll have all of our normal features tomorrow. Coach's Corner, Bench the Coach. We will give you a Hang a Star Play of the Day coming up before I get out of here at the top of the hour and turn it over to Gwynn and Chris. I want to get to your phone calls between now and 3 o'clock as well. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We also have Steve Fryer coming on from the Orange County Register. He wrote an article this morning about John Altobelli, the longtime Orange Coast college baseball coach. They were to get their season underway tomorrow up there in the Orange County area. We'll talk with Steve Fryer about Coach Altobelli, who also perished along with his wife and his youngest daughter in that helicopter crash yesterday with Kobe Bryant. But I want to get to a couple of more sound bites. And I got to tell you, that Jerry West sound bite was about 6 minutes worth of listening to, and just tremendous from Mr. West. Doc Rivers had to meet with the media yesterday just prior to the Clippers taking the floor. Here's what Doc Rivers had to say about Kobe.
I don't have a lot to say either. I have it. Listen. You know, I don't know. You know, I just don't have a lot to say. The news is just devastating to everybody who knew him, known him a long time. And, you know, he means a lot to me, obviously. You know, he was such a great opponent, you know. It's what you want in sports. He had that DNA that that very few athletes can ever have. You know, the Tiger Woods and the Michael Jordans, you know. It's funny. I was getting to know him more since he retired, you know. Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't, I mean, we have to go play. I mean, the news is just so devastating for Vanessa and his family. And there's just so many people he touched, you know. And, you know, it's looking at my young players and seeing how emotional they are. They didn't even know him, you know. And it just tells you how far his reach was. So, I mean, this is just shocking news for all of us. And sorry, I don't have a lot to say. I just can't have to go talk to a team before a game and tell them to play a game.
What was your last interaction with Kobe like?
That was great. We were at a function about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we sat and talked for probably 45 minutes. You know, we always like to reminisce. We would always laugh at our versions of our losses, you know, when we beat him in 2008, he had his version, and when they beat us in 2010, I had my version, and we would laugh at how different we looked at the games, you know. This is a great loss for the league, and I thought he had so much more left to do, you know, and he was starting to do it. Never seen him happier. you know. So, I don't know.
Do you feel blessed that you were able to get?
Yeah, I'm lucky that I was part. I'm lucky that I, got to coach and compete, you know, against him. And, you know, and I feel for so many people. I mean, it's obviously his family, you know. I can't imagine. You know, Lou played with him. Ty Lou played with him. Cliff coached with him. Kawhi was very, very close with him, and so was Paul George. And, he meant a lot of good for our league, and especially the competitive part of our league. So, you know, sometimes things don't make sense, you know, and there's times you should feel, you know, just you just feel sad, you know, and this is one of them, and you know, you have to get through it. We will. We all will. We all have to be strong. We laughed and joked about the mama mentality, you know. We all going to need it right now, you know, and there's nobody, I think everybody right now is a Laker fan, you know. If you mean, we're all Lakers today. You feel for that community, for Jeannie and everyone else. I think people think because you compete against people sometimes that you don't have a relationship with them and you don't like, and it's probably the exact opposite. I think sometimes the more you compete, the more respect you have for the opponent, you know. I would say that's the way I felt with Kobe. And so that's all. I just don't have a lot to say. You know, I'm just really sad.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, actually, he did have a lot to say, a lot of great things about Kobe Bryant and his relationship with Kobe. That was a real classy guy, Doc Rivers. The Clippers went out yesterday at the Amway Center against Orlando Magic and won that ballgame 112-97. Again, tomorrow night, they'll be back at Staples. They'll be the visiting team tomorrow night. Lakers will be the home team. That game's going to tip off at 7 o'clock, and our man Braden Soprenic going to be up at Staples Center tomorrow afternoon chronicling everything that's going on in and around Staples Center. Braden will be on the road bright and early tomorrow morning. Before we get to the bottom of the hour, we get to Steve Fryer. We're going to talk about John Altobelli with Steve Fryer, a longtime writer from the Orange County Register. I want to get the little sound bite and the message that Dwayne Wade sent last night regarding Kobe Bryant.
Today is one of the saddest days in my lifetime. It seems like a bad dream. You just want to wake up from. It's a nightmare. I know we all feel the same way about such a great leader, such a great champion, a great person. If you got a chance to know Kobe, you got a chance to really know Kobe. Ain't nobody better, man. Emotions are all over the place. These are the moments when you ask why.
That was Dwayne Wade yesterday. Boy, Dwayne Wade, LeBron. We still haven't heard from LeBron other than what we played after he passed Kobe the other night on the scoring list on Saturday night. But LeBron has not made any type of public statement. I would imagine that'll probably come sometime tomorrow, either in the morning or prior to tip-off tomorrow night between the Clippers and Lakers. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to find out more about the gentleman that passed away and his wife and daughter, John Altobelli. We're going to find out more about Coach Altobelli and his wife and 13-year-old daughter. When we return, Steve Fryer, the Orange County Register, will join me next right here on San Diego's number one sports station. Thanks for tuning in to 97.3 The Fan. I'm Coach John Katera, going to the top of the hour. We're going to hear from Steve Fryer from the Orange County Register here shortly. But when we went to the break, we actually got some word from the NBA. They're going to call tomorrow night's ball game off between the Clippers and Lakers at Staples Center due to be a Lakers home game. And, Braden, you got the official statement over there right now.
Yeah, here's the official statement by NBA Communications. National Basketball Association game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers scheduled for Tuesday, January 28th at Staples Center has been postponed. The decision was made out of the respect for the Lakers organization, which is deeply grieving the tragic loss of Lakers legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven other people in a helicopter crash on Sunday. The game will be rescheduled for a later date.
Wow. You know what? I'm not really surprised. There was actually talk yesterday that they may call off those games that were starting later yesterday. But all those teams and coaches are to be commended the way they honored Kobe Bryant yesterday in those NBA games. I mean, teams were taking 24-second violations, 8-second backcourt violations. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool what the NBA did yesterday. And, of course, the games were canceled today, if I'm not mistaken. All the games today are canceled, and the Lakers-Clippers game tomorrow is postponed. So we'll see what happens on that first game back at Staples Center.
You won't be making your road trip now. You're going to be in limbo and figure out when you may be headed to L.A. now.
Yeah, well, I might be able to get a credential now, not at last minute anymore.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see. We're waiting to get Steve Fryer on the phone. I know, I'm sure he's inundated. He wrote a nice article today in the Orange County Register talking about John Altobelli, the longtime baseball coach at Orange Coast College. And we're going to get Steve on here momentarily. We're going to head out right now to our SDCCU fan hotline. A great writer and a good guy and a personal friend of mine, Steve Fryer from the OC Register, joining us on 97.3 The Fan. Steve, boy, a tough day, last couple of days for all of us here in Southern California on a variety of different fronts with this tragedy.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons you and I are in sports, John, is, you know, we call it the toy department. But sometimes, you know, real life stuff creeps into what we do. And yesterday was a day like this. I was out at lunch after church with my wife having lunch, and I got a text that a bunch of people were at Orange Coast College. John Altobelli was on that helicopter. Oh, man. So I got to drive over to OCC right away. And I get there, and, you know, there's players hugging each other, just sitting remorse, you know. It was quite the scene. And then Ron LaRuffa, who I think you might know, he's been coaching baseball around here for a long time. You see the head coach at Fountain Valley, before that, Edison.
Uh-huh.
You might know Ron. And I saw him, and, you know, he just, like, grabbed me and just hugged me and just, you know, just kind of poured it out for a lot of tears for a good 45 seconds or so. And, you know, I've known Ron a long time. That was a tough one, man. And they had the players gathered together, and, you know, everybody was there, and people were showing up, players past and present got there. And one of the cool things, you know, if cool things happen, Costa Mesa, and Orange Coast College is in the city of Costa Mesa, folks who might not know that. A fire truck goes by, you know, this little entrance right by the baseball field, which is a beautiful baseball complex that Coach Altobelli built over there at Costa Mesa at Orange Coast College. Fire truck goes by. Guy gets a loudspeaker and says, "Our thoughts and prayers are with all you people. Coach Alto was a friend of ours too." And, what, you know, just like that sort of community thing just came out about how important a guy like Coach Alto was. Tomorrow would have been the start of his 28th year. Tomorrow's opening day against Southwestern College at Orange Coast College. Do you go play the game or you not play the game? They left it up to the players. They voted, yeah, we're going to play the game. And you know, John, sometimes when you do these things, you got to think, what would the person who passed away, what would they want us to do? How do they want us to? And there's no right way. But they're thinking, you know, what would Coach Alto want to do? And the kids decided, Coach would want us to play. So at 1:45 p.m., there's going to be, you know, a moment of silence. Jason Kelly, the athletic director, is going to talk. The acting head coach, Nate Johnson, is going to talk. And then the sports information director, Tony Altobelli, John Altobelli's younger brother, he's also the PA guy. He's going to say some words, too. And then they're going to get out there, first pitch at 2 o'clock, and after the national anthem, and And away we go. And this is what Alto would want the guys to do. They want it. You know, we've been working to play baseball. Let's get out there and play baseball and compete and play, you know, Orange Coast College Pirates baseball, which is, hey, every pitch is every pitch, and we go for it, and we play hard, and we compete, and we play with pride for Pirate family, and that's how they're gonna do it tomorrow. And I would expect nothing less than great efforts from all those kids and a lot of those young people I know from coaching them, from covering them here in Orange County High Schools. Justin Brote, the big first baseman who played at Huntington Beach. He just said, hey, you know, coach was just a great guy, a great friend. Everybody on that program was family to him. The team manager, Nick Source, not a player, just a team manager guy, he says coach treated him like a son. So Nick Source got a job with the Angels. He's going to be one of the clubhouse attendant guys, and Coach Alto got him that job, helped him get him that job. That's just the sort of things coach did all the time.
Steve Fryer from the Orange County Register sharing his thoughts on John Altobelli. You mentioned Coach Altobelli's younger brother, Tony. Boy, what a rough Sunday for him. He also is a sports information director there at OCC, and he had to handle a lot of the stuff that was coming down yesterday.
Man, you know, and he did, you know, and I was shoulder to shoulder with him on some of this, and you know, getting calls from CNN and all over the place. And his niece was on the helicopter, Alyssa. His sister-in-law, Carrie's on that helicopter, Carrie. And, you know, but what would his brother want him to do? His brother would want him to, hey, you got to do your job, baby. And so Tony did the job professionally with a heavy heart and a lot of deep breaths between sentences. And It was something. This coach was a remarkable guy. He also coached in the Cape Cod League, and John, you know what that is. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't know. That's a wonderful summer league out in Massachusetts area. I think it's a wooden bat league too.
Right, it is.
The guys get out there, and it's high level baseball. A lot of prospects out there. A lot of guys played for Coach Alto and for the Brewster team in the Cape Cod League, including an outfielder for the New York Yankees named Aaron Judge played for him out there too. And it's just a tragedy. You know, Kobe Bryant was, of course, huge, larger than life. Not too many guys we know are larger than life. You know, somebody you know by their first name only. You know, Kobe, Wilt, Elgin,
uh-huh.
Michael. You know, there's not too many guys that just first name and that's it. You know who we're talking about. But Kobe was that kind of guy. And around here, you know, everybody knows Coach Altobelli is Alto. You say Alto, everybody around baseball knows you're talking about John Altobelli.
Yeah, John Altobelli, 27 years the head coach at Orange Coast College, 705, 478, and a 4 record. How many state championships he end up winning? About 5?
5, including just this past spring. You know, in 2019, he got his 5th one. A lot of Final Four appearances in community college baseball, and people who know baseball around here and in California, as you do, community college baseball in here is nails. It is good. There are all kinds of pro guys who came up through community college baseball, some of them through OCC, some of them at Cypress, some of them at Santa Ana College, some at Fullerton, et cetera. And, yeah, 5 state titles and got his 5th one just this past spring. And, you know, when I was talking to LaRuffa and Ron LaRuffa, the assistant coach, and, you know, he didn't say that we won the 5th title. He goes, yeah, and Alto got his 5th state title. You know, mm-hmm. that's how they looked at it. It was his state championship. Just a few days ago, they, you know, were fixing up the clubhouse and Altobelli's in there like coaches do. He's down there on his hands and knees in the shed there that they're making into a nice clubhouse. You know, gluing the carpet, nailing the carpet down. You know, this nice carpet that's going to be in the clubhouse. 6 a.m. every day, you know, through like some health difficulties, knee surgery, still out there at 6 a.m. mowing that lawn every day. He didn't have to do it recently because Altobelli, one of his big projects, I'm going to get beautiful turf field out there. Yeah, they got artificial turf field out there, and it is gorgeous. So Alto didn't have to mow that lawn at 6 a.m. every gosh darn day and pull weeds and whatever else. But that complex at Orange Coast College is gorgeous, and it's all him.
That's great stuff. Steve Fryer, the Orange County Register, my guest here on 97.3 The Fan, our SDCCU fan hotline. Steve, before I let you go, did you cover Christina Mauser in high school?
No, I did not. You know, basically, I'm, you know, baseball, basketball, football guy with some track and field and volleyball thrown in, but no. But, you know, her husband, you know, she coached at Harbor Day School, which is a pretty elite private school in Newport Beach. A lot of kids went there. You know, apparently Kobe was going to be coaching over it, was going to be helping out when his daughter Gigi Gianna got over to Sage Hill High School, really nice private school in Newport, beautiful place. So I didn't know her, but her husband Matt, one heck of a singer. It sounds like Frank Sinatra, darn it, and he plays with a band called Tijuana Dogs. And you know, Matt, kind of known by a lot of folks around here. You know, it just the tragedy is just widespread. It's all over the place. You know, of course it's Kobe, but there's a lot of people that are hurting from other people who were involved in this tragedy. It's been something. It's just a big wide cloud that's covering a large area and has affected a lot of hearts here, John.
I would imagine you're going to be out there tomorrow, aren't you?
If they tell me to go there, I'll go. If I got to go cover this thing, I got to go cover this thing. You know, it's going to be it's going to be tough. But you know, I think those young people, they're going to treat Alto's legacy great. They're going to go out there. They're going to play. They're going to play Orange Coast College baseball the way Alto would want them to play. I expect nothing less from those young people, even though it's going to be heavy hearts and. It's going to be a tough situation. You know, there'll be a lot of media people there, a lot of distraction people there, a lot of, you know, the CNNs of the world, the ABCs of the world, a lot of cameras going to be there. It's going to be kind of different. But I expect those young people to prevail and get through it and to do their coach proud.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for the time today. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing a lot of great memories of John Altobelli.
Okay, Coach, anytime, sir.
There you go. Class act right there. Steve Fryer, a longtime writer for the Orange County Register. Nice enough to join us today on our SDCCU fan hotline. And again, all of our guests come via the SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, give them a call at 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com. We got our Grand Slam giveaway, a keyword coming up, an opportunity to get a piece of $180,000. So hang in there, and we'll get to that here shortly. Braden, I want to duck in a quick call here. I guess we're not going to get a quick call here. Let's get to this interview that Kobe did about a year ago with Barstools, talking about flying around in helicopters.
But then traffic started getting really, really bad. Right. And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic and this thing just kept mounting. And I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do. Fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your kids, man. Right. You know, so, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in your car, like, I want that, right? So that would be my routine all
so
time.
So no nap, though, because you had no. Nap because you didn't have time for that.
If I was tired, I'd take a nap. Yeah. Like,
That was Kobe Bryant last year on Barstools talking about why he liked to fly around in a helicopter. It was really weird because that day, for some reason, I saw that interview live. And, boy, that was kind of crazy back then. But, you know, I mentioned Braden earlier in the program, that was something that he talked to LeBron James about before LeBron ended up, you know, coming and signing with the Lakers.
About flying helicopters and stuff. And LeBron just did that to go watch his kid play basketball.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned early in the program. And I told Kelly last week, my wife, we're eating dinner. I go, I don't like LeBron flying around in these helicopters. And, you know, he flew 90 miles down to see Bronny and then 90 miles back when they were in Boston because they were playing down another part of Massachusetts. But, boy, I wonder if he's rethinking that now.
Yeah, it's just a dangerous way of travel, from what I've been told by a lot of people that work with helicopters.
No question about it. Okay, Braden, let's get to today's Hang a Star play of the day.
This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart, and I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. And I love you guys. And to my family, my wife Vanessa, our daughters Natalia and Gianna, you know, thank you guys for all your sacrifice. You know, for all the hours I spent in the gym working and training. And Vanessa, you holding down the family the way that you have. I can't, there's no way that I could thank you enough for that. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.
Well, that was Kobe in his final ball game where he put up 60 points that night. And that was the end of Kobe Bryant and the NBA. And, you know, Braden, it was kind of weird, you know, that first year out, you know, he didn't really come around the Lakers all that much. But I think because of his daughter's love for basketball, and, you know, he kind of, you know, gone through some things, you know, business-wise. You know, I just think that, you know, he was trying to get things rolling. We know about the Academy Award he won in 2018. But now he was coming back, and everybody embraced him. We talked earlier in the program today with Bill Ryder in that first hour. And, again, all of our interviews are up on our website at 973thefansd.com, and check it out. But Bill Ryder talked about, you know, when Kobe came, and I brought it up to Bill because, you know, I'm watching every game. When he was in the arena, there was a different buzz that night. It was like guys wanted to show Kobe what they had. And I always enjoyed when LeBron would go over to Kobe and always acknowledge him. I thought that was always kind of a fun part of the ball game, whether it was before or maybe the start of the second quarter or whenever. He would always make sure to go over and acknowledge him.
Yeah, and it's great seeing, you know, the Lakers of the past and the Lakers of present and interacting with each other. Two great stars in the National Basketball Association that have, you know, be immortalized forever, you know, one day. But yeah, it's just, again, it's just tough. It's tough to talk about.
Very tough to talk about. And I'm sure when I go home tonight, I'll probably watch more of this coverage. And we're, you know, I know everybody wants to find out what happened with this helicopter. And that's great. It's great. But you know what? It's not going to bring those nine people back. And again, if you missed it, coming out of our bottom of the hour break, the NBA is out of respect to the Lakers organization. Tomorrow night's game, they were supposed to host the Clippers. That game has been called off, and no date as of right now to make that game up. They're going to make it up at some point, but nothing announced today. So we'll just have to keep our eye on that one. But not a bad call, really. I mean,
right.
I'll be honest, I was looking forward to the game tomorrow night because I wanted to see, you know, what was going to go on and the atmosphere and everything. We knew what the atmosphere was going to be like. You were going to go up there and cover it all day long. But now we'll just have to wait, and probably a smart choice by the NBA, Lakers, and the Clippers to call it off. Okay, as I get out of here, this hour's Grand Slam giveaway keyword is jam. Text JAM, J-A-M, to 72881 for your chance to win your share of over $180,000 in the Fans National Cash Contest. Message and data rates apply. Good luck from 97.3 The Fan. I'd like to thank Adam Klug. Great job today, Braden Soprenant. Coach Jock and Tara, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. We'll get back to semi-normal tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Until then, Coach Jock and Tara, have a great afternoon, everyone. Bye-bye.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.